This is for a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, brothers and sisters, we are talking in this episode about the importance of knowledge of the self and also about the different levels of nafs. We have been talking about this issue during the past few episodes as well. But in this session, inshallah, we are going to cover the nafsi lawama, the blaming self. And as we said in the previous episode, that a person may rise to the second level from the nafsi ammara to the second level, which is nafsi lawama, the blaming self. And when he rises, then changes do take place, transition will take place. Obviously, you know, arrogance, pride are transformed into humility, and vengefulness and hate are transformed into love, and anger is transformed into kindness once this transition takes place. Now, brothers and sisters, when it comes to nafs al-lawama, the Quran says, وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ al-lawama. Now, you can go to the Holy Quran, you can find chapter Qiyamah, and verse 2 of this chapter refers to Nafs al-Lawama. And the translation of this verse, وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ al-Lawama, is such, Nay, I swear by the self-accusing soul. Let's have a break, we will be back.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome to your program For a Better Life. We are discussing Ma'rifat al-Nafs, self-knowledge. And now, what is this self-accusing soul, or what is this self-reproaching soul? Or maybe we can translate it as self-blaming soul. This is the second stage of the nafs, and an important stage of the nafs. Of course, you can say the second step in the development of man. When man becomes aware of his actions, when he is able to differentiate right from wrong and regrets his wrongdoings, this is where he is. And this is when he rises to this station, he begins to become aware of his actions. He begins to regret his wrongdoings. That's what lawama means. But when he begins redeeming himself and regretting his past actions, he is not able to totally stop doing wrong things, because it's very difficult to break the habits of his previous state. He tries to follow the obligations of his religion, and he prays, he fasts, he pays alms and tries to behave properly. But he is at a critical juncture. He is at a critical stage. He does actually good deeds, but he is struggling and fighting with his conscience, because his soul, or he himself, wants to be known as a reformed person. He publicizes his piety, his good deeds. That's the stage where he is. And he expects appreciation from people, but his conscience blames him. He regrets, his conscience reproaches him, and this makes his behavior hypocritical, you know. Sometimes he realizes this, regrets it, and tries to change. Hypocrisy is the principal danger in this level, in this stage, and it is said that conscious plays a key role in this struggle of the nafs. Some scholars have even given the name nafs lawama to conscious, and they're saying that nafs lawama is the same conscious which is now fully, you know, fully active. And it constantly blames and accuses the individual for failing to fulfill his obligations. There are two grave dangers as well at this stage: arrogance and anger. Every little attempt to be good compared to the previous state seems like a major achievement. So we think we are the best and get angry with others who do not seem to respect us. Arrogance, hypocrisy, anger, intolerance, and lying to ourselves can overtake us. And that's why I'm saying that it is a critical stage. At the level of nafs lawama, the devil tries to influence us in one way or the other. It whispers into our ears, "You are as good as your teacher, you are as good as such and such people. Not only do you know as much as they do, the way you behave is better." And this is the whispering of the shaitan. If they were able to apply what they teach in their own lives, they wouldn't be half what you are, you know. You don't need their preaching or their advice. Now let people see your wisdom and your deeds so that you will be an example of them. This is kind of devilish whispering. The whisperings of the devil, but all worldly life is against the seeker of the perfection at this stage. Brothers and sisters, you know, nafs lawama is a self, is the nafs that is in constant fluctuation between obedience and disobedience. Sometimes it is heedless and falls, and another time it is aware and resists. So this is the natural station which we start from at birth, and from there we descend and or ascend. Its sign is the fluctuation between the characteristics of the people of this world and the people of the next world. The self-accusing nafs or nafsi lawama is higher in stage than nafsi ammara. This is what Allama Tabatabai says. And it's lower than the nafsi mutmainna, of course. This is the stage of salvation for the self. And the first step towards it is purification and it is success. It is a critical stage, but it is a positive step taken forward towards perfection, towards betterment, and towards salvation. Allama Tabatabai says in his Tafsir al-Mizan that nafs lawama refers to the soul of the mu'min that blames and accuses him for failing to fulfill his duties to Allah, for failing to fulfill his obligations to Allah. And it's the nafs that continuously blames him and accuses him and reproaches him for lethargy, for laziness to Allah, and for committing sins. And that's what, brothers and sisters, nafs lawama is. Lawam means blaming. Lawama means accusing. Lawama means reproaching. And this is a positive step. As I said, this is a positive step taken forward towards perfection, towards betterment. Now, it is a stage higher than nafsi ammara, but it's a stage lower than nafsi mutmainna, which inshallah we will try to discuss in the following episode. But inshallah, till then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows.
mind every word I share here.